Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Aravind Ramachandran, and we're talking about performance with Azure Document DB. So what is involved in performance? That's a big word, but it means a lot of things.
That's true. In Document DB, we say Document DB has predictable performance. Mm. And that's an important word, because if you look at a NoSQL database or any database for that matter, mm-hmm. if you're running it on VMs, you never quite know what performance you will get in yeah. terms of what's the throughput you get. Because now you have to think about VM sizes, you have to think about CPU, memory, IOPS, and how that would impact your throughput. In Document DB, of course, you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You just provision throughput. And the way you provision throughput in Document DB is in terms of request units.
Okay.
So it's as easy as moving to the portal, and you select your database. Mm-hmm. Within database, data is organized in collections. And in collections, you change your throughput. So it's a number.
So are individual collections, they manage their performance separately, or do I manage it at the database level?
It's collections. So okay. collections are the containers of storage and throughput, mm-hmm. and you can vary them independently. You can set the throughput for a collection, and of course you could do that by region as well.
If I theoretically made the throughput really low, how do I know that I need to raise it up and spend more money?
So one is you can monitor the request unit utilization. Mm-hmm. We have metrics, as you can see.
Right.
You can look at the request unit consumption over time. And you can programmatically build an autoscale workflow that looks at your utilization over time. And if you get rate limited, mm-hmm. You see higher latency on your request, and you can scale it back up. And all of this is automatable. You can take this, you can take our SDK, and you can scale up throughput as you need.
Nice.
So let me show you a little bit about request unit. So we call the request unit the currency of throughput in Document DB, mm-hmm. right? Like the Bitcoin, if you will. Mm-hmm. So in Document DB, the smallest request is of course, a read of a 1 kilobyte document.
Okay.
So a read of a 1 kilobyte document is always going to be one request unit, no matter how much data you have, no matter how many other requests go on at the same time. So you get that predictable low latency, but you know the throughput impact of that request at all times.
Okay, so then if I had a JSON document that was 10 kilobytes, that's 10 request units?
It's actually better than that, and I was about to go show you that.
Great.
Yeah. So let me start with the simple example.
Okay.
So we are running in a collection. This is a read of a 1 kilobyte document. I picked a small document. That's one request unit.
All right.
No surprises there.
Makes sense.
Now, everything is expressed in terms of this request unit. So we'll create. It requires we replicate the data to 4 sites for high availability. Mm-hmm. So the amount of computation required is a bit higher. It amounts to 6 request units.
Okay.
The next thing, of course, is this is something that people think all the time. What if I turned indexing off? Document DB indexes all properties within documents. Will that affect my performance?
Right.
And a large majority of cases here, what we're doing is we're indexing 10 different properties. So in relational database terms, it would be like you had 10 different indexes on your
right.
on your table.
One per property.
Yeah, but the difference in throughput is actually quite small.
Hmm.
So Document DB is very efficient, write optimized in terms of managing indexes, and is really good at keeping the footprint of storage and throughput of indexing low.
Okay.
The next thing, of course, is, I mean, you see this with many key value stores, right? You can think in terms of reads and writes. Those are simple. Those are self-contained. But Document DB supports that for queries as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, what we're doing is a query that returns 100 results.
Hmm.
So as you might expect, that is somewhat closer to 100 operations.
Right.
But it comes out to about 50 request units because it's more efficient to perform a sequential scan, and we transfer that efficiency to you in the form of lower request units.
I see. But was the documents, did 100 1K documents really come through, or are they slightly less than 1K, and they came by as a chunk?
So this is the full 100 1K documents came back.
Right.
They come back as a single response.
Ah.
So the data did come back, but it is more efficient to do that scan versus doing a bunch of random reads.
Okay. So it isn't as simplistic as like one RU is 1K, like I was thinking.
Yes. It's always going to be lower when you have a bigger documents and you retrieve more of them in a single operation.
Hmm.
Similarly, you know, if you were reading 1,000 results back, you end about, in that order of magnitude, around 500 request units.
Right.
And this is the cool part. Like, I want to show you a query that I have down here. And what this does is...
Which one are we looking at?
So this was my 1,000 document query.
Right, that one's this one here.
So this one is the fun one. So what I'm doing is I'm filtering on address.city.
Okay.
So DocumentDB uses a tree-based index.
Right.
So it's going to index all properties of documents and also all the hierarchical documents. So this query will be served by the index, and even though there are thousands of documents, it's only going to consume about 2 or 3 request units.
It's not doing what we would think of as a table scan, where it consumes everything and then looks at it. It's smart.
Yeah, and this is hugely beneficial because we index all properties, and now all your read workloads consume very little throughput.
Mm-hmm.
So here we returned two results. The index lookup plus the retrieving documents took about 3 request units.
Shows how important it is to have the server do the work, have DocumentDB do the work. It would be stupid of me to load 100 of something and then look through it with local link. I want to use your link processor and your smarts to have DocumentDB do the work. It'll save me money, too.
Exactly. And you asked me about what happens for a larger document.
Mm-hmm.
So the request unit model is very fair. It's built, we do a bunch of benchmarking to see how much throughput you can get out of the system and how many resources they consume. So a 16 kilobyte document takes about 2 request units, unlike competitive products out there where you would get 16 read units for this one. This is actually, it's going to be very performant.
So if we were really trying to beat this up, and I was trying to be very conservative and I put it at the lowest amount of request units, I would get a rate limiting warning from the SDK?
Yes.
And I would need to decide how to handle that, like you said, and then programmatically scale or decide to let someone know.
The SDK is smart. It has good defaults where it would retry on some of these errors.
Mm-hmm.
So in most cases, you would have to do nothing, but you would have to monitor your utilization over time and increase the throughput of your
collections. So if it looks maxed out, then I would make my decision, and I would be able to scale, and my app would just keep running, and it would just get better as I decided to scale.
Exactly.
Cool.
So this was request units, and here I showed you code, but you could actually do a spreadsheet exercise.
Oh.
By going to our capacity planner, you can upload your document, plug-in, creates, replace, updates, deletes, and you would know exactly the request units you would need over time.
I see. So I could go and make my Pokemon document or my status document for my Walking Dead game and figure I'm going to have 1 million people playing and they're going to be doing 10,000 of these a second, and you'll tell me how much storage and how many RUs that you think I need, you know, within an order of magnitude. I'm sure I'd be pretty close.
Exactly.
And then you will price that out for me.
Yes. It's as simple as that. And of course, DocumentDB guarantees that the performance that you see in development is what you're going to get in production.
Mm.
And at any scale, it doesn't matter if you're doing 100 reads, 1 million reads, or 1 billion reads, it's always going to be the same predictable performance based on the provision throughput.
It sounds like from a performance perspective, you're just trying to remove the database from the equation and say, if you have a performance issue, it's not going to be the database, it's going to be something else, so look elsewhere.
Yeah, as you know, application developers want to spend as little time with the database as possible.
They want it to do. We do.
Yeah.
We don't like to say it, but it's true. We do.
So request units.
Mm-hmm.
The next big thing, of course, is DocumentDB can automatically scale out. Mm-hmm. And the way you can support limitless scale and throughput is via partitioning. So what DocumentDB does is, based on your data growth, based on the amount of provision throughput, we scale out your data across as many machines or clusters as required.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you control how that data is partitioned is via this property called the partition key.
Okay.
I can quickly show you what this property looks like. So when you create a collection, again, you set this property called, this is my partition key.
Okay.
And in this example, we're looking at IoT data. So you have a device, and a device has sensors. So what you're saying is, you know, use this to partition my data across these multiple partitions.
How do I know if that's a good idea? Like, there might be 1 million devices. Is it okay to have 1 million partitions?
Yes, that's actually a very common misconception. It absolutely is a good partition key, because the way the number of partitions is determined by DocumentDB. You don't have to ever think about it. But partition keys are logical partitions.
So, okay, so this is a logical hint that I'm giving to DocumentDB to tell it how I think about the data, but I'm still letting it know. Because my fear would be that I would make a mistake, give you something that was not a good idea, yeah. and then affect my performance.
Exactly. And like, for example, if you were inserting documents, let's say, while you were setting a partition key and you made an example here, mm-hmm. Made a mistake here and you set it to null,
yeah.
this data, I mean, now your collection will not scale properly because all of your data is going to a single partition. But if you choose a good partition key, then DocumentDB can be smart in distributing it, distributing your partition keys across multiple machines. Okay. So a partition key will never span more than a machine mm-hmm. because you can do transactions across it, but multiple partition keys can share a partition.
Okay, so then in this case, device ID makes sense because if I'm going to be querying, I'll probably be asking questions about this particular device.
That was a perfect segue to my point, as in, among all kinds of queries, if you have a filter on device ID, those are the best kinds of queries. Because we can hit it, we can hit that query from a single partition, mm-hmm. which means that the performance numbers that we have seen in previous sessions, you can get single-digit millisecond reads, and they consume very few request units because we have to consult one partition.
So it's super fast, saves you money, great throughput.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's okay to not filter on the partition key.
Okay.
Because if you look at the layout of DocumentDB, every single partition has a local index. Mm-hmm. So we can hit the partitions in parallel and hit the index. So it's going to still going to be efficient, but not quite as efficient where you're filtering on a single partition key.
That makes sense.
And of course, you can set degree of parallelism. You can hit them in parallel and retrieve all of the data as one. So you can optimize your latency. Mm-hmm. But of course, like in terms of request unit consumption and throughput consumption, it's always preferable for this one.
If I didn't say enable cross-partition query, the results would be different?
Yes. So we say enable cross-partition query. Tell us explicitly that enable partition query. So you know at development time the trade-offs that you're making.
Right.
So it's not a matter of you run an application. It runs well in development and production. It slows down over time.
Right.
So this flag is essentially to make those conscious trade-offs.
Okay, that makes sense. Cool. So we can learn all about this at documentdb.com. We can look at the pricing and capacity planner up there. And you can get started immediately, can't you?
Yeah, it's very easy. By in DocumentDB, you can provision millions of request units per second. You can scale to terabytes of data. We have some public limits, mm-hmm. but you can always call Azure support and scale your data to truly massive volumes and requests.
And that shouldn't scare people from just trying out a small DocumentDB as a developer today.
Yes, of course. You can start small, scale right back. It's a truly elastic Planet Scale database.
Very cool. We're learning all about how to scale Azure DocumentDB here on Azure Friday.